If you're tired of waiting in line to the coffee shop for fancy coffee, then you need to check out Coffee Topper's Cold Foam, your shortcut to barista-quality beverages at home. No mess, no hassle. Just skip that line and flex your at-home barista skills. Whether you like a little foam or a lot, enhance your coffee or maybe it's tea or soda. So many drink options. They taste amazing with Coffee Topper's Cold Foam. Go to coffeetoppersfoam.com or find it at your closest retail location or have it delivered from Amazon straight to your house. That's Coffee Toppersfoam.com.
This summer, click into cordless power with Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. And keep your flower beds looking fresh with the 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Then clear leaves and debris with the 40-volt leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at the Home Depot and on HomeDepot.com. How doers get more done.
We love a little bit of drama around here. Secrets, affairs, backstabbing, betrayal. Prime Video has it all included, like the new history-bending love story, My Lady Jane, and the sexy romantic new movie, The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway. Or add on channels like Max for drama-filled favorites like HBO original, The White Lotus. Find your happy place. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Are you ready to elevate the way you dress? I know you're looking for styles, cuts, and fits that embrace you and your figure in every way. Well, you have to check out bostonproper.com. Look, it's the summer and I want to wear some more, like, cute little flirty dresses this summer. Boston Proper has so many and I cannot wait until they arrive. Boston Proper designs are unique and made to fit flawlessly. And you can shop all these looks at bostonproper.com and wear it like no one else.
It's time to go around the room with Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Let's go around the room. You guys have something to talk about?
Yeah.
Other than your taco breakfast? Okay. We'll start with Froggy. Froggy, what's on your mind today?
I know we talked about it earlier, but I am still rattled this morning. I was driving into work. I knew I was tired driving in. But all of a sudden, I woke up to the feeling of being off the road. I fell asleep driving to work and was... Oof. The entire passenger side of the car was off the road into the grass. Yikes. And it is such a, it's like, I'm still like shaken up by it. And it's, I have to do better at getting more sleep. I cannot continue to not get enough sleep. So please, sleep deprivation is awful. It almost really cost me this morning. Thank goodness I didn't hurt somebody else or myself. But yeah, just take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm. That is scary. You know, when you're driving and you're so sleepy and you get to that point where you just, you can't control it.
Nope. I couldn't.
That's when you have to pull over. You do. Anyway, you're right. We're so glad you're safe. Yeah. Hey, Danielle, what's up with you today?
So I have to apologize to my husband for waking him up at 3:30 in the morning because there was a really bad cat fight going on in front of the house where these it sounded like the cat was going at it with the other cat. But then it sounded like one cat. So I thought the cat was in distress. And I was so nervous. And I'm like, what do? I got to save this cat. How do I save this cat? So I creep upstairs. I'm like, honey, hi. Could you get up and help me? So he goes outside with his flashlight to make sure the cat was fine. Of course, the cat got scared and ran away. But now he couldn't go back to sleep. Aww. And I caught him upstairs on his phone, like, because he couldn't go back to sleep. So he's like,
aww.
So I apologize, Sheldon. I love you. Thank you for getting up to help me save the cat, even though I know you would rather sleep. So I appreciate it. Okay.
That's there nice you go. To you, Sheldon.
Another reason you married the perfect guy.
Yes.
Eh, here you go. Hey, producer Sam, what's up with you?
I am currently accepting thoughts and prayers because on Saturday, my husband and I, for the first time, we'll be watching our niece alone.
Oh, fine.
Good luck. Every emotion. I'm really excited. I'm a little scared because I've been warned she's at the manipulative phase. So when one of us put her to sleep, apparently she's going to cry, ask us to stay, and then when we refuse, ask for the other one to come in. And
she's smart. Mm-hmm.
That's going to kill me on the inside. So I'm looking forward to it, but I've never watched a baby before. So, you know, fingers crossed for Sam.
Thoughts and prayers.
Auntie Sam, thank you so much.
Good luck, Sam.
Oof. That's okay. You will not break this baby.
Hope not. Be okay. She might break me.
Could happen. Hey, true. Gandhi, what's up with you?
I'm so excited. So it's Wednesday. That means another episode of my podcast drops. And today, I have a guy named Ben Lamb on the show who is from a company called Colossal that is bringing back the Woolly Mammoth. And he... was so fascinating. The things that this company is doing, it sounds crazy when you just say it like that. But they're also working on conservation of species that are already here and endangered and all kinds of really cool stuff. Diamond, who was not a believer in any of this, you know she hates all that
yeah.
stuff. By the end of this episode, she was like, I'm into it. This
Whoa.
Is amazing.
Whoa.
Yeah,
yeah, we know she always thinks nothing happened.
She does, yeah. But she was into it. So, Sauce on the Side, wherever you get your podcasts. We prefer iHeartRadio on the app. But, yeah, go listen.
Wow, if you can convert Diamond in her thinking, then that's yeah. it's got to be a great podcast. All right, so it's always Sauce on the Side. Make sure you get it where you get your podcast, which we're hoping will be the iHeartRadio app.
Yes.
Hey, Scary, what's up with you today?
I meant to ask if you guys found this weird. You know, last week when we were on vacation, I went to Amsterdam.
Yes, that's very weird.
Right. No, no, the weird part is...
Pretty strange.
I was the only person of my group of friends that wanted to go to the red light district just to walk around and see it.
Oh, no. No, no, no. It's not strange at all. You should see that.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
It's a part of their history. It's a unique place in the world. I'm not saying I'm going into one of those rooms with the glass windows where the prostitutes are hanging out and, you know, licking lollipops and making faces at you. But I wanted to go there, and I had to drag my friends with me. I had to... They're like, well, you're going to pay for the Uber. It's on the other side of town. I'm like, dude, that's like going to Paris and not going to see the Eiffel Tower. You know, that's like going to New York and not going to Times Square.
You've got to just... It's a bunch of prostitutes at the Eiffel Tower.
No, but you got to visit. You got to walk around it.
I agree. Degree. Now, were they happy that you forced them to go?
No, they were just as disgusted
okay.
after they left as they were when they got there.
My boyfriend was so hyped to see the red light district. We were there for probably 30 seconds, and he's like, I'm out. I'm done.
Is it that bad? Is it that bad?
Well, it's just like Bourbon Street in New Orleans.
To be honest, it's not really bad enough to be interesting. It's more in theory, but it's just something I think if you go to Amsterdam, you need to see it. Yeah. And you did, and now you don't have to see it ever again.
Yeah, it's off my bucket list. Check that box.
How do you know about the licking of the lollipops?
No, they were licking. No, no, the girls were in the window staring at me, and they're licking lollipops, wearing like lingerie and stuff. They wanted me to go in.
They're competing against each other to get your business, Danielle. Yeah, and the old lollipop trick apparently has been very interesting as far as marketing goes.
Okay.
Straight Nate, what's up with you?
Okay, what am I wearing right now?
A bib,
yes. I think I'm going to bring bibs back. Because you know what? We all spill stuff on our shirts occasionally, right? And in fact, I know everybody listening right now, you have that one article of clothing that anytime you wear it, you spill something on it. For me, it's a Wawa hoodie. Anytime I wear that thing, I know I'm going to get food or toothpaste on it. So, no shame in wearing a bib.
Justin Timberlake brought sexy back. He's bringing bibs back.
He's bringing the bib back.
Not just for babies anymore.
Bringing back the bib, very revolutionary.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't be ashamed. Wear that bib.